into every life, the sun shines gloriously and brightly when you give it a chance. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with Thought for Today. Into every life, the sun shines beautifully and brightly if you let it. Now, well, I have a golden retriever, a wonderful golden retriever. He's 3-4 years old now, and December 11th he's going to be 5. And he's just a glorious being, just a glorious dog, just the most wonderful coat of hair, a wonderful smile, wonderful attitude. He just is a joy to be around him and a joy to be in the world. Now, I can say that my dog doesn't behave. He doesn't mind. He takes his paper plate and tears it up. He does this and he does that and he does that. Now, I can look at all these ugly, negative things that I would be unhappy with and empower them. But instead, I say that my dog is a glorious dog, a friendly dog. He comes and looks at you with his big brown eyes, and nothing else matters in the world. It doesn't matter whether he behaves or whether he doesn't behave. It doesn't matter whether he does something he shouldn't do. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All you do is look at his big brown eyes, and you see the love that's there, and you see the friendliness that's there, and you see the respect that's there, and you see the... It's just unbelievable. Now, our world is a big, wonderful world. It's a big, happy world, filled with joy and sunshine, filled with happy times and happy people, happy places. Now, if you like, you can read the sordid news and think the world is a sordid place because you read the sordid news. And that's what makes the news, is the sordid news, because there's so little of it. The good stuff they don't write in the newspapers because there's so much of it. And it's so common. Now, do you want the exception in your life, or do you want the common thing in your life? Do you want the most normal thing in your life of happiness, health, harmony, peace, and joy, and everything good, or do you want the opposite? Where is your attention? Where is my attention? Do I look at my dog, and I look in his big brown eyes, and I see love just radiating out? He doesn't think one bad thought. Not one bad thought. Now, if you were a dog, just think about it, and you were a retriever, and you picked up a chicken, and you retrieved it, and you were going to retrieve it, and you brought it home. And I didn't intend him to do that. I told him, I was going to say, come bring it to me, I'll put it away. And he took it home. Almost 2 miles. He walked home with it, across that side of the property and across this side of the property. Now, maybe it's a mile and a half, whatever it is. He walked all that distance, eagerly, head held high, holding this chicken in his mouth, and bringing the chicken home. Now, did he hurt the chicken? Well, he hurt the chicken by holding firmly on it. But he didn't hurt the chicken because he wanted to hurt the chicken. He hurt the chicken because he just held it firmly. You know how when you're playing with some people who don't know their own strength, you know, they'll give you a punch in the tummy and say, how you doing, old buddy? Ah! You know, they don't know their own strength. But did he do it purposely to be harmful or mean? No. No. You can... Why do you hit me like that? It's hard. Don't you know you're terrible? You know, you can make a big fuss over it, or you can say, please, you are stronger than you realize. You know, next time, just graze me if you must, or just smile at me, and that's good enough too. But you see, what's a guy going to do? If you cry, he'll say, boy, I got him. You know, and if you don't cry, he'll say, he knows what he's doing. He's a good creator. He's untouched. You might be touched, but you don't let on that you're touched because you don't want anybody to do it again. And you're the master of everything in your life. And if I look at Rex's eyes, there's nothing he can do wrong. And he carried that chicken all the way here out of love in his heart. Now, Could you do something like that? Could you take a squawking hen in your mouth, a big one, throw it out in red, and that obviously wants to get away, and you know, struggling to get away while you're carrying it, and it says, "I don't want to ride like this. I want to ride on your back. I don't want to ride in your mouth." So, could you do that? Could you hold it all that time and be untouched by it? Well, now, that's what makes Rex such a good dog. He is untouched by anything. Everything he does beautifully and harmoniously and lovingly, and he's untouched by everything. He's untouched by all of the things. Oh, somebody, especially his buddy, start taking his food away, he'll say, "Let it alone now, that's mine," you know. And that's a little bit of possession that's in him, but hey, he's not mean. He doesn't want to bite his head off totally. He just wants to get him out of his food. Now, you see, we have the opportunity of living our life, of going around and finding the good wherever it may be. We have the opportunity of saying, all is in divine order at all times. Now, we're sitting here at the breakfast table at the monastery, and Ingeborg kindly made us a beautiful fire in the fireplace over there. And as we were talking and eating breakfast, and we've been doing this now an hour, I looked at the fire and it was beginning to dwindle. And I thought, gee, it would sure be nice if that fire would have a nice glow to it, it would really burn. And I was going to say, "Ingeborg, would you like to go over and put another log on the fire?" And then I didn't. But the conversation turned to other things. And then I just looked over there, and now the fire is going just like it's designed to be, glorious and beautiful. Look, you notice how it looks? Just really nice. And Ingeborg didn't even put a log on it.
Yeah.
But mentally, she put a log on it. Mentally, we put a log on it. Man, it's burning beautifully. Now, why? Because it was dropping way down. The fire was, the flames were just dropping way down. They weren't there at all. Now, and that's not a gas jet in there or anything else. But why? Because I expected it. I mentally said, "Ingeborg, go put a log on there." And nobody did. But the fire decided to cooperate, to be beautiful. Now, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is wonderful. All is perfect. When we say that, then that's what we get in life. Now, no matter what experiences you have, if your first thought is, all is in divine order, then you live in a very happy world. My first thought when I see Rex, all is in divine order. And he is. He's wonderful. When I see little Love, I reach down to pet him, and he walks away. I say, "Hey, I'm not used to reaching down to pet somebody and they walk away, you know. I'm used to having them cuddle up and snuggle up to me, because I'm a snuggle-upper and a cuddle-upper, and, you know, you don't do that." And I thought, let him do what he wants to do. And then a second later, he turns and gets under my hand. You see, when I stop possessing him, when I stop trying to say, "I am owning you," and I just love him to pieces and let him do whatever I know he does. And what does he love to do? What did I say? All the dogs and cats just love to come and snuggle. I was visiting with Herbert Marty in his home, and I'm not a great cat person. I'm not against cats, but I'm not a great cat person. And I've had a lot of cats in my life from time to time, and they've all survived very nicely. Well, this cat of Herbert's went around the room and looked at everybody and then jumped on my lap. And I thought, what's this? And so here I am talking, very, you know, actively talking like I do, you know, and holding this cat in my arms. And so, next thing you know, the cat lays its head back and looks up at me like this, you know, with the head back attitude, eyes back, and saying, "You know, you're all right." And I said, "Well, what makes you think that, you know?" And I just hugged and cuddled the little cat, and it was not a little cat, it was a big old cat. And that cat had been very unkind to me in a previous visit to Herbert's house. About 4 or 5 years ago, I was at Herbert's house, and we were having a big seminar in his special patio, and we had about 20-30 people there. And then on the back of the patio was a big buffet table that he ordered in, loaded with every goodie under the sun, really super. And while I was talking, this cat walked across the entire buffet table, checking this and checking that, taking a little snack here, a little snack there. And of course, I'm the one who saw it, and my the translator saw it. But the two of us had to pay attention to what we were doing and not what the cat was doing. And that cat tried to get our attention and tried to distract us from what we were doing, and we weren't distracted. And so that cat knew that I wasn't going to rat on him. And he became my friend from that point on. But you see, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And when you say all is in divine order, it's in divine order. And you just have to flow with it and like yourself. And like everything that you do in your life. And when you do that, what happens? Everything works out beautiful. And when you don't do that, then you're anxious. You have anxiety and tension and all sorts of things that bind you up. And the trouble isn't out there. The trouble is in here with that tension and that anxiety, because that makes you look with a tinted heart. Because you know, try it sometime. Just squeeze yourself up and look around at people around you, like the squeezed up eyes and squeezed up body, and everybody's out of focus. Everybody looks like they've got grisly faces, you know, because you're not looking clearly, because you're squinting your eyes and you're squinting your conscience. You're not doing enough, Sylvia. You got to really, that's the way, that's the way. And you see, and then you knock your whole world out of focus because you let your emotions get to you. You let your inner feelings get to you. Now, my inner feelings are unconditional love. And that's all I am, is unconditional love. I look at me, I see unconditional love. I look at anyone, I see unconditional love. Now, I train myself to do that, and I train everybody in my world to do that who wants to be trained. And it's great. And then, whenever a difficult circumstance comes along, the first thing I start doing is to bless, 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 bless. If someone's doing me an unkindness, I bless them. I say, all is in divine order. I say, I understand your frustration, and you know, perhaps if I were so frustrated, I might say things like that too. But I know I wouldn't, but the thing is, I might. And so when I do that, then I don't judge them. I let them be. I turn my attention to something else. And when I do, then that just disappears, as though it had never happened. We can live in a world that is filled with peace and harmony and love when we say all is in divine order, and when we allow ourselves to be that way and think that way and act that way. Because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And if you like yourself, then you do that. And when you like yourself, then everything works out just perfectly. And I think that's a good way to go. How about you? You think that's a good way to go?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Now, just for the heck of it, is that a good... Oh, my goodness. Is that a good way to go?
Yes!
You see how the volume changes? Is that a good way to go?
Yes!
For me to hear myself, I have to take my hearing aids out of my ears, and when I do that, then you can hear me very well, right?
Right.
Wow. Do you like me?
Yes.
Do I love you?
Yes.
Is this a great world?
Yes.
Are we all great people?
Yes.
Fabulous. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.